We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. We open our service with the quartet singing for us, I Was There When It Happened.
You ask me how I know that Jesus saved me, how I know that all my sins are white as snow. You ask me how I know that He forgave me. Now listen, I must tell you how I know. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today. He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. You ask me how I know that He redeemed me, and how I receive the peace of gold can buy. How from the guilt and power of sin He saved me, made me an heir to mansions in the sky. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today, He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. And now as through the world I go rejoicing, I am telling what a Savior dwells within. How I plunge into the cleansing crimson fountain, and Jesus washed my soul from every sin. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today, He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the knowledge of salvation, for we know that Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those which were lost. So we're thankful that Christ is our Savior today, and we're thankful for the privilege of presenting His gospel to this precious people. And we're praying that wherever this broadcast service is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. We ask You to remember those in our congregation with their burdens and their cares and their concerns. For You told us to cast all of our care upon You, for You care for us. And we know that You are no respecter of persons. So bless our precious congregation today, and bless this broadcast to their hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trusting His grace and wisdom divine.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Three Tests of Authentic Christianity. And our text is found in 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Every one that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For who whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That's reading down through verse 5 of 1 John 5. In this epistle, John has stated a number of ways that we may know we have fellowship with God and eternal life. And I wish to speak of three, and of course there are many more than that, but I want to speak on three. But first let me say, there is much that is going on in the religious world under the name of Christianity, which is in reality a reproach to Christianity. But because there is a lot of counterfeit supposed Christianity, does not change the fact that there is reality in Christianity, authentic Christianity. Now the first test is belief. In particular, belief in Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So we read in the first verse of our text today. This must be a heart belief and not just a head belief. It must be real in our hearts. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 5 of our text. Now, must believe that Jesus has come in the flesh, according to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. In the days of the Apostle John, there were agnostics, and there were other religious groups who supposedly believed in Christ, but it was some kind of a mystic thing. They did not believe that he had actually come in the flesh. And if you read this little book of 1 John, you'll see that the Apostle John was opposing and exposing that kind of an idea. And he does indeed, really stresses the point that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh. And as we read in the fourth chapter, he that denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is in reality an antichrist. Yes, there were many antichrists in the days of the Apostle John. So don't look for one individual coming in the future, supposedly the antichrist. For John said, even now are there many antichrists. Antichrist is just simply one who is against Christ, who is against his pure gospel. Now, to deny Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, makes one a liar and an antichrist. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Again, that's 1 John chapter 4 and verse 22. And this makes fellowship with the Father and the Son impossible. When you deny Jesus Christ, this makes fellowship with God the Father and with the Son impossible. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. That's 2 John and the 7th and also the 9th verse. Now, the importance of such faith in Jesus, just as faith in God is necessary to please Him, according to Hebrews 11 and 6, they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So just as faith in God is necessary to please Him, so faith in Jesus Christ is necessary to the experience of salvation and eternal life. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am the Christ, you shall die in your sins, John 8 and 24. As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. This passage of Scripture is dealing with Philip, who was a preacher of the Church of God, and he had been having a real successful revival at Samaria. But God told him to go down in the desert, and he went obeying God, and there was a eunuch returning home from Jerusalem, from Ethiopia. And Philip met him, and he heard him reading from the scroll of Isaiah. And he asked him if he understood what he was reading. And the eunuch invited Philip up in the chariot with him. And Philip took that very same passage of Scripture in Isaiah and preached unto him Christ. And so we have here, as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now, if baptism saved a person, Philip should have said, Well, nothing. Let's go to the water. But that is not what Philip said. Philip said unto him, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And in other words, if you don't, I will not baptize you. But the eunuch answered, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we read in 1 John, He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So Philip was telling the eunuch, If you have been born again, then I'll baptize you. But if you have not, then I won't. So believing came before baptism. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Only the born again are to be baptized. Now our second thought in regard to three authentic points in regard to Christianity. The test of love. Jesus made brotherly love a mark of discipleship, a new commandment. I give unto you that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. John 13, verses 34 and 35. And someone has said that this verse of Scripture says love to. That means that you get it to them, that you don't just use words, but that you get it to them, that you show them in action and in deed. And so a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. And we are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. John stressed brotherly love. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 10. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. John describes love as a necessary corollary to loving God. 1 John 5 and 1 points out that if we love God with all of our heart, we will love his children also. Everyone that loveth him that begot, that is of God, loveth him that is begotten of him, that is the children of God. For God is love. And you notice from our text of Scripture that if we really love God, we will keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So if we really love God, we are going to obey him. We're going to keep his commandments. I have said many times, and I say again on this broadcast, that's the only way that we can really prove to God that we love him, is by obeying him. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So John describes love as corollary to loving God. If we love God, we're going to love one another. Now, test number 3, and that is of obedience. I just referred to that, but I want to emphasize it more. John emphasizes this test as essential to having fellowship with the Father. That's 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. As essential to knowing Jesus. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. As essential to a loving God. 1 John 2 and 5. It's essential to abiding in Jesus. 1 John 2 and 6. It's essential to being a child of God, 1 John 3:10, and it's essential to having our prayers answered, 1 John 3 and 22, and it's also essential to loving the children of God, 1 John 5 and 2. So John greatly emphasizes the necessity not only of love, but of obedience. To John, however, this test of obedience is not a burden, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Again, 1 John 5 and 3. His attitude toward keeping God's commandments was like that of David's, when David said, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." And that is Psalm 19, verses 8 through 11. So John greatly emphasizes the need of love and the need of obedience. The willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land, so we are told in the Scriptures. And love is the most important of all. Faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, or, in other words, love. In these three areas, we find the proof of authentic Christianity. If we really love God and His children, if we really believe in Jesus as the Son of God who came in the flesh and died for our sins, then the commandments of the Lord will not be grievous unto us. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said in John 14 and 15. Again, the only way that we can really prove to God that we love Him is by keeping His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. The Bible tells us that the way of the transgressor is hard. But Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Look around you and see the world today. See the heartache, the misery, and the woe, the trials and the hardships that people are going through. Much of it is the results of disobeying God, breaking His commandments, and living in sin. Yes, Solomon was speaking the truth when he said the way of the transgressor is hard. And Jesus was speaking the truth when he said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." If you do not know this soul rest today, if you do not know Christ as your own personal Savior, could I urge you to seek Him? For He said, in the day that we seek Him with all of our heart, then we will be found of Him. Jesus tasted death for every man, and you are included in God's redemptive plan. So if you're not saved today, could I urge you to seek the Lord and to know the joy of sins forgiven? Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied it and made it a blessing to our congregation. And we are praying that you will touch hearts and lives, that they might come to know thee, if they know thee not. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That mailing address again, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. You may also join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And they are broadcast live over the internet. So tune in and read our magazine, listen to our services, be with us in our services. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, the Lord's blessings abide.
When my soul was black with sin, and I had peace within. Jesus came and changed my life. Now I have abiding peace that doth ever increase, for the Savior changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about his love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because he changed my life. As I lived in my own way, never did I stop to pray, but he came and changed my life. Oh, what love he had for me when he died on the tree. By his power he changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about his love and my sweet home above, all because he changed my life. Love and joy and peace divine filled this longing heart of mine when he came and changed my life. Now I know I'll live again with the Christ there to reign, for by grace.